Well, you guys have been inside now for a few weeks because of the weather. What have you guys had to do to keep yourselves interested and keep everyone else interested in being inside?
With that, I'd probably say like we just all kind of cheer on each other. And like you saw earlier with our running and stuff, we're all really positive and we just kind of vibe off of each other and just kind of make the best of it. Because we know like other schools like Devil's Lake and schools that aren't as fortunate to have like batting cages and stuff. So we get to like change up our practices and go hit instead of just doing mechanics and like drills and stuff.
I think just knowing that we're not the only school stuck inside has also like really helped like make it easier, because we know that like we're not alone. Like we're all struggling with having to like find practice time or like get in the gym and like in the cages and stuff, especially sharing with like four other sports in the school. So
I think that we're working on a bunch of fundamentals here in the gym, and when we get outside, it's going to really show when we step on the field and start playing our games, because if we fix everything now inside, then when we get outside, we should, you know, do really good out there.
You guys have had a lot of experience with this team, with this group of players, and even the young players have seen some innings in some games. A lot of the preseason polls, a lot of the media is picking you guys really high in the EDC and in the state. What do you feel the expectations for you guys are?
I'd say this year expectations are just to kind of return to that state tourney and do well in the EDC tournament. Last year we kind of struggled a little bit putting back together an infield, but our pitchers last year did great, and we have the same ones returning, and our infield's pretty much the same, and outfielders, we just have a couple changes. And I think our defense is going to be really solid, so I think if we just get our bats to go, that we'll fulfill every expectation that we have and hopefully overpass them.
What would you say are personal expectations for you guys? What do you expect out of your seasons individually?
Well, for me being a senior, I just expect that we all, each game, take it one at a time, and each player, I mean, just do what we all have different parts on the team, and we all fulfill it each to the extent that we can and our best. And then at the end of the season, just having them pay off in those EDC games and then taking it into the tourney and hopefully doing better than we did last year, even with a good season last year.
As a senior, you know, you just want to go off with your last season with a bang. You just want to do your best. There's not really right or wrong way to do it. You know, you just got to go out there and do your best.
All right, so since it's my last season, I definitely want to go out and leave everything on the field. And, you know, mistakes are going to happen, and we're just going to have to face them as they come and just be positive all the time and go give it our all and see how far we get.
With it being my senior year, I guess I just want to be able to, like, play well and, like, not let the team down. And, you know, just hopefully we all can play our best, and, yeah.
As a senior, I especially want to get better on my bat this year, and just being like an all-around player, I guess, having good defense, good throwouts, good blocks, good stops.
See, you guys routinely, the first couple weeks of the season, you guys maybe have had some struggles. It's been late season pushes the last couple years for you guys. Knowing that the season's probably going to be a lot shorter this year, could be very short this year depending on when you get out, do you feel the mindset has to be a little bit different each game you go into?
Yeah, I'd absolutely agree with that, because the season is probably going to be so short. I mean, like, each game last year we normally take a while to just get into that swing and start doing the best we can. So I think this year with all the games, we're going to have to be mentally tough and just kind of know that we're all tired and we're all doing the same thing like every team in the EDC, but we just have to do our best and try to get that push earlier.
Yeah, like Kenna said, our season's going to be really short this year, so we're just going to have to go into every game with a clear mind and forget about what happened in the last game, even if it was a win or loss. We need to just go in and do what we do best. And
I'm pretty sure we all have the same goal as each other, with state being the outcome of the season. And I think that it shouldn't change from whether we have a regular season or a shorter season. It might change the fact that we need to get our pep in a step a little quicker than we normally do, but I think we can really change that quick.
I think not being able to be outside has hurt us a little bit, but we've been working a lot on fundamentals in here, running, communication, and I think it's just going to carry out onto the field. So I think it's more like mental toughness and physical toughness, like getting like four games in a week. We just have to power through it.
Yeah, I agree with everyone else. It's just going to be the getting through the week with four or five games, however many we end up having, especially with the doubleheaders and everything. So it's just going to – we're all going to have to power through it together.
When you look at the teams in the EDC, of course, West Fargo is West Fargo, but who do you feel are going to be the top teams in the EDC, and where do you feel in the conference you guys are going to stand?
All right, obviously West Fargo is going to be up there. They're going to be a top competitor for us, but I think Cheyenne and North will both be pretty strong this year. They had some losses, but they're going to be strong again, and we're just going to have to match up to them. But we have a lot of talent on this team, and everyone's been stepping up so far this year, so I think we'll be right up there with them.
Again, with like West Fargo, they lost a lot of their seniors, and we have all the potential that we had from last year. We just lost a couple of girls, so we just stepped up and brought back what the seniors brought us last year, and we took it, and we're gonna show it on the field.
I think aside from West Fargo, I'm really like excited to play West Fargo Cheyenne. We had a close game with them last year, and I think they're going to be up in the EDC, and so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I think our biggest competitors this year are going to be West Fargo, obviously, West Fargo Cheyenne and North. And I just really want to play North again because that's like our biggest rival right now. And then going up against West Fargo, it'll be really fun to see how like many people have like stepped up for them because they've lost so many people.
What do you guys miss the most about practicing and playing outside?
Yeah, that one's tough. I think just that general atmosphere of like all of us being out there in like a game situation, being able to play in that, play in the dirt and just like see like when we're hitting, see where our balls are going to go and like where we need to fix it, and just kind of our fielding and getting that general sense of where everybody's at and like just kind of getting that feel back.
I think with being an outfielder, being inside, it's really hard to really get like a feel for pop flies and like tracking the ball. So it'll be really nice to get outside and finally be able to do everything like for real and like coming off the bat better and everything.
I'm really excited to get back to using hard balls. And as like a catcher and stuff, it's hard to get good like reads on the ball with blocks and stuff. So it's just going to be nice and taking a full infield and getting back in the swing of things.
Well, I miss the softball weather and being outside and having fresh air, and inside it just gets really claustrophobic and there's not enough space to do the things that we need to do, so.
Honestly, I just miss the dirt. Like, being in here, sliding, like, on the floor, it's just not the same as being outside on the dirt. And being in here, Jason messes up with our bases sometimes. He kind of puts them a little too close sometimes, a little too far. And it's hard to, like, tell, like, really where the bases are going to be. So it's hard to judge throws coming in from, like, third and short. And, yeah, miss the dirt.
What I think miss about being outside is having our own field. While we're inside, we have to share with every other sport. It's kind of tough trying to share, like, batting cages and gyms when everybody else is fighting for the same thing.